Imran Chedek Aleph. We're up to Ois Vov, paragraph Vov, which in our Likut Imran is page 116, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page. What I would want to do first is, number one, do a short review of where we're up to, and then we'll go to the back, to the Parpreis L'Chochma, because there's a very, very important, basic issue related to this Torah Likut Imran that he addresses. That's a question that comes up many, many times asked to Hasidim or people that have any connection at all whatsoever, either with Tzaddikim or something that touches in any way on the study of Kabbalah, in terms of whether it's permissible or not permissible, what are the guidelines, and that's a topic we're going to address in a very serious way. But just to review first, short, Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying that each and every single one of the nefoshos of Bnei Israel has its origin in the 70 nefoshos of Beis Yaakov. When Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, there were shivim nefesh. So all the 13 or 15 million Jews today tie back and connect back to those shivim nefesh. Those shivim nefesh are connected to the shivim ponim laTorah, the 70 channels, were 70 facets of the Torah. Opposite that, we have the 70 nations of the world, each one of them being outstanding in one particular Midorah. And that's what prevents them from having access to the Torah. We gave the example from the fact that when Hashem was marketing the Torah, before he offered it to Bnei Israel, first he offered it to each one of the nations, and each one asked, what does it say? To this one he said, it says murder. No murder. They said, doesn't pertain to us because murder is our specialty. The next one, adultery, doesn't pertain to us, Yishmael, because adultery is our specialty. And these are just examples to show how each one of the Shivim Umois is outstanding in one of the 70 Taivois Rois or Midois Rois, and that's the wall that blocks them from having access to the Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal said that it's for this reason that when a Jewish Nefesh falls into any of these Taivois Rois, it screams, 70 screams, just as when a woman wants to give birth, she has to scream these 70 screams of the corresponding to the 70 words of Yan HaShem B'Yayin Sora in order to be moiled, in order to bring forth a child. So to a Jew who wants to have a birth in Yiddishkeit, who wants to be moiled, a new madrega in Yiddishkeit, also has to go through being tested in one or more of these 70 Taivois Rois and Midois Rois, and part of passing the test involves screaming to Hashem, screaming these 70 screams to Hashem, to be zechet, to be moiled, a new madrega in avodas Hashem. Then Rabbeinu Zal said that you should know that it's true that there are 70 different nations and 70 different Midois Rois, but there's one that's koilel all of them. There's one that contains in it the evil of all 70 Midois Rois, and that's Taivas Niuf, Taivas Meshagel. And Rabbeinu Zal says a person who succeeds in overcoming that Taiva will find it easy to break all the other Taivas. And this item, coincidentally, I was learning Shulchan Aruch with somebody last night. In the beginning of the Chayodom, he talks about Midois and this, that, and the Chayodom in Shulchan Aruch says the exact same words, that of all the Taivois Rois and Midois Rois, this one is koilel all of them. And Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why you'll note that Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the entirety of the Torah, because the words Moshe Rabbeinu are Begimatria 613, showing that he represents the klolius of all Shivim Ponim LaTorah, he had to be a superstar in this item of Tikkun HaBris. He had to achieve such a level of, even to be poiresh from his own wife. Va'ato poya moidi modi. Whereas Bilam, who was the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, who did the Goyim have? In order that there should be free choice, in order that the Goyim shouldn't be able to come and say, if we would have had a Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have been great too. We would have been religious too. Hashem gave the Goyim their Moshe Rabbeinu. Their Moshe Rabbeinu was Bilam Harosha. The Beis and Lamed stand for the Beis of Bereshis and the Lamed of Lein Yisrael. The Ayin of Bilam stands for the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. The Mem stands for the 40 days in which the Torah was given, 40 days, 40 nights. So Bilam was the equal opposite force to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why the Torah talks about his specialty, his lowest item was Hahaske Niskanti, relations with his donkey. And then Rabbeinu Zal says, by Yosef HaTzadik, we see also that Paroi praised him at a certain point, and Paroi said, I see that Ein Chochom V'Novoim Kamoicha. There's nobody who's as great in Moichen and Sechel like you. And that was right after he passed the test with Potiphar's wife. Because it's that test specifically through which a person is Zeicher to a new Hoilod of Das, of Sechel. Ba'ois Heivov, ki kemoi sheyesh lahatoyra shnei koichois, sam chayim v'sam oves chas v'sholom, just as the Torah itself has two possible powers, it can be a medicine of life or a poison of death. Kemoi kein bahatoyra shelat tzadik, so too, in the divrei Torah which a person receives from a tzadik, yesh odom shenasaloi neshomo chadosho meizgal satoyra. There are some people who are given such new strength, and they're so refreshed, they're actually given a new neshama in hearing the words of the tzaddik. Lemevat nishmosin varuchin chadetin besarteinu v'slosa. V'yesh odom shu chas v'sholom lehepech. And there are some people who get the opposite. Kemoi shekosuv tzaddikim yelchu bom upoishim yikoshlu bom. A tzaddik in the bum, in the Torah, which begins with beis, the Torah shebichsav begins with beis, and the Torah shebalpeh begins with mem, me'ema sikonis ashma, a tzaddik will receive good from it, and a rosho will draw out bad from the Torah itself. Kize klal godol, sheyef shelashum odom lahasig, velitpois bediburei shel tzaddik, im loy shetiken tchila ois bris kodesh koroi. It's impossible for a person to benefit from the words of a tzaddik unless they've perfected tikkun abris, the way they're supposed to, the way they're required to. Now Rab Nachman Shagrin Zal says, V'lechoyro einoy muvon. This seems very difficult to understand or to accept. Ki roiv ha'oilam einam zoichen letikken abris b'shlemus. Because the majority of the world is not zochet to tikken abris properly. Bifrat bimei hanurim. Certainly not when they're young, in their young age, when the blood is burning, when the blood is hot. V'imkein, and if so, yochoy liyos adarabah chas v'sholom. If so, you're telling me that the Torah can have the opposite effect on them. Shehatorah shel hatzadik yienase lois samodes chas v'sholom. That the words of the tzadik should become a poison of death to the person. So what's the story? Ach, ho gufo kasho nami al stam limud ha-Torah bichlal. However, Rav Nachman Shagrin Zal says, we could ask this same question not on learning Torah from tzaddikim, but on learning Torah bichlal. Sheyesh bo gam kein shnei koichoy sanal. As we said earlier, the Torah itself has these two effects. So, bigger problem. Ach heim omru veheim omru. However, Rav Nachman Shagrin Zal explains, the rabbis that said A also said B, meaning, Heim omru b'mesech de tainas dav zayin, sheho oisek b'toyra sheloi lishmo, naseloi sam moves chas v'shom. The rabbis of the Gemara tell us that if a Jew studies Torah the wrong way, the Torah becomes a poison of death to them. Veheim omru, and the same rabbis told us, lo'olam yaseh godem b'toyru mitzvois, afilu sheloi lishmo, shemitoy sheloi lishmo bo lishmo. That a Jew who can't learn Torah for the right reasons, or who can't do mitzvahs for the right reasons, let them do it for the wrong reasons, and it'll lead them to get to the right reasons. It'll lead them to get to the proper kavona. Ukvar diktuku hatois v'zal harbe boze. And this discussion is brought several times in the Gemara, and Tosfos, in a few places in Shas, asks this question, that we have this obvious contradiction in the Gemara. The same Gemara that says this, says that. What's the story? Ach lefi pshutoi, the hamuvan hu ki kishe'enoi roitze b'limud lishmo klal. The explanation for this is that when a Jew wants to learn loy lishmo, period, real loy lishmo, meaning rak b'limud sheloy lishmo daiko, the person really wants to learn sheloy lishmo, meaning lehisyaher, to become a balgaiva, to become a biksha, to be arrogant, ula kanter, or to be able to make fun of religion, to be able to make fun of rabbis or mitzvahs or Torah, oy sheloy almanas lasoy sulakayim klal, or a person doesn't intend at all to fulfill what they learn, oz bevadai adaraba. For such a person, certainly it's true that just the opposite. HaTorah nasis loy samoves chasishom. The Torah will kill that person spiritually, mentally. It'll make a monster out of him. It'll teach him monstrosity. Avol belimud almanas lasoy sulakayim. However, those people who are learning because they want to become religious, they want to become good. V'yodeya shetachlis mitzvas limud haTorah hu alaymid lishmo daiko. And the person realizes that the best type of study of Torah is to learn it completely for the right reasons. Rak machmas shehu adayin eina b'madreig azois. However, the fact that I'm not holding by that yet, the fact that I'm not yet at that madrega, lilmoid bekavona zakon akiy lishmo levad, that I should study Torah with real pure intentions, daiko umisarif boy adayin gam machshavoy sheloy lishmo. And therefore, since I'm not at that madrega yet, when I learn, I get certain wrong thoughts. Sheyia nikra Rebbe, for example, a person is looking to have that honor of being called rabbi and being respected and being looked up to, ukedoime, or other stuff. Person does it for money or for other reasons. Ubepnimius levovoi havanicha leitve imhoyazoicha lilmoid lishmo bebar levov. However, in that person's inner heart, they wish that they could learn Torah really lishmo, really the right way. Me'achar she'ikar shleimus kiyam mitzvas liman haTorah lilmoid lishmo. Since the person does realize that the true success in learning Torah is when a person gets to learn it really, purely, for the right reasons. V'arei gam hu loimeid almanas lasoy selekayim. And this person, even with his bad thoughts of wanting to be called rabbi and wanting respect or other things, still, he does intend to try to fulfill whatever he learns. Rak she'adayin mu'urav boi gam machshavoy shelo lishmo. However, he still has some babyishness in his brain. He still has some nonsense of wrong type of reasons for learning. U'me'achar shehu margish k'tzas b'chesroino yal kol ponim. The fact that the person realizes his shortcoming, al kain he tiru loy razal lilmoid shelo lishmo. Therefore, to such a person, the rabbis do give him permission to learn loy lishmo, shemitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo. Because such a person, we know that his learning for the wrong reasons will lead him to getting to a madrega where he'll learn for the right reasons. Ukemoy shepirshu hakadmoinim zal, just as we find that the earlier rabbis explained, sherotzaloimar shegam kavanosa yiyeh shemitoch sheloy lishmo yizke lovoy lelimud lishmo, that this person who's not on a high madrega yet, he's learning loy lishmo. If at the time that he's learning loy lishmo, he says, I'm learning now like this with the intent that I hope that it's someday in 50 years I'll be zeicher to get to learn lishmo. Nimtza memela shegam pnimius kavona ze halimud hu gam ken b'chinas lishmo kanal. That means that even now when he's 30 years old, when he's learning loy lishmo, there is some lishmo in the loy lishmo, because his goal is, his objective is, to, even though he knows that now he's not holding by it, and a year from now he won't be holding by it, but he's hoping that if he'll proceed like this, he'll get to such a place that he's even given some credit now for lishmo, because he's working towards lishmo. V'alkein bo al yedei ze be'emes lebechinas lishmo. Therefore, such a person will get to the madrega of lishmo. Period. This is explanation number one. Now, Rav Nachman Shirin Zal goes into a very delicate issue. Va'ayin ke'en ze behagdomas Eitz Chaim b'shem Moireinu Harav Reb Chaim Vital Zal. You'll see something similar to this in the introduction to the writings of the Arizal, which were written by Reb Chaim Vital Zal. Shedikdek, he was very particular, very delicate. Be'inyan she'omru le'inyan limud ha'kabola, about what the Zohar HaKadosh says regarding a person that studies Kabbalah, deman da'ayil v'loy nofik tavle d'lo yivri, that a person who enters into the study of Kabbalah and fails and gets messed up, it's better that that person shouldn't have been born. That person would have been better off dead. That's how terrible a crime it is for a person to start learning this deep wisdom of Kabbalah, this holy wisdom, and not succeed at it. In other words, fail in the process, get messed up in the process. So Reb Chaim Vital Zal, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. Reb Chaim Vitalsal analyzes that and explains it for us. Hainu, mi she'eino yodea, she'yuchoy lichnois b'limud zeh, v'lotzeis mimenu b'sholoim, a Jew who isn't confident and isn't positive that they can enter into that study and come out of it clean, come out of it unharmed, shelo yushar boi mevuchos usfekos chas v'shalom, that he won't be left with doubts about Hashem or questions about Hashem or things unresolved paradoxes about Hashem, osur loy lichnois bozeh. Such a person is forbidden to study Kabbalah or to touch it in any way. Rak mi sheyodea shehu bebchinas Rabbi Akiva. It's only those people who know that they are like Rabbi Akiva, ukiyotze, and ones like him, shenichnesu b'sholoim v'yotzu b'sholoim v'yavoyu b'sholoim, that about Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, he went up to the highest of heavens, and he went up there and left in peace, solid. Such a person is allowed to learn Kabbalah. Such a person could learn it, and it'll benefit them. V'dikdek, and Reb Chaim Vitalzal is medaktik on this, the imkein, if that's the case, which Jew has the right to study this wisdom? Because the majority of people, bifrat bedoyros ha'achronim, especially in these later generations, the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1900s, until Mashiach comes, bevadai einam b'madregazu. Those people certainly aren't on any madregas of Rabbi Akiva. V'alkein pirush shom, and therefore Reb Chaim Vitalzal explains over there, shegam im ho'odam muftach, that there's another way that a person gets permission to study Kabbalah. If a person is confident, she'afal pi sheyi enir eloi kamos sveikos udvorim temuhim b'inyan alimud azeh, that although in learning this wisdom, when the person will see things that they don't understand, that they can't understand, they can't fathom, they can't explain, yoimar beliboy, the person will say to themselves, rak machmas chisoroin sichloi ein yochel ha'sigoyin al buryoy, that the reason why I don't understand this is because my brain is imperfect. That's why this doesn't make sense to me. That's why I don't understand it. V'loy shechas v'sholom b'dovra zeh atzmo yesh boi shum pikbuk, but not chas v'sholom that he'll question the Torah, or he'll question Hashem, or he'll question this limud of Kabbalah, lo zeh ho'ish mitzvah lilmoy dimoy zeh halimud. To such a person, it's a mitzvah to teach such a person this wisdom. Shemitoich kach, mitoich sheloy lishmo, bo lishmo. Because such a person will grow from this limud. He'll get from one level to a better level. He'll get from not so good, he'll get to good. Ve'ein isur. For such a person, there is no isur regarding the study of this limud of Kabbalah. Elo lemi she'ein loy koyach lamoy beichel ha'melech. It's only those people who don't have the strength to stand in the throne room of the king. V'yovoy lidei kfira chas v'sholom, and the person will come to lose their faith in Hashem, or in the Torah, or in tzaddikim. V'zeh b'choshvoy ki hu chocham godol, because the person has self-respect. He thinks he's an intelligent person, and he's so learned, and if it doesn't make sense to me, then it doesn't make sense. Then it can't make sense. V'ein heder mitzidoy, the person won't blame themselves for not understanding it. That's the person who's forbidden to learn this limud, because that person will fail. Because everybody, the biggest genius, is not going to be able to understand everything in that limud. And this is brought also in the writings of the later day Mekubolim, answering the challenge of those people who say, how are you allowed to learn Kabbalah? Doesn't it say in the Gemara, you're not allowed to learn Kabbalah until you finish the whole Shas, and the whole Shulchan Aruch, and the whole this, and the whole that? The answer is, it's true. That's option A. Option A is, you have to be a super spectacular Talmud Chacham to be allowed to learn this. Option B is, that if you know that you're a zero, and if you know that you don't understand everything, and if you know that if you're going to hear something that you won't understand, it's not the learning's fault, it's your brain's fault, to such a person, a rabbi is permitted to teach them this wisdom. And no harm will come from it, only benefit will come from it. V'doik b'dvorov zal heitev. Reb Nachman Shigrin Zal says, analyze those words very carefully, because, again, because it makes a lot of sense, and it's the word of Hashem there. That's the real truth behind this situation. U'kamoikein len yoneinu. And the same thing holds true regarding what we're talking about, as far as a person coming to a tzaddik and being harmed by the words of the tzaddik or benefiting from the words of the tzaddik. Bevadai, mi sheloi zocho l'tikun habris koroi, certainly, a person who doesn't have proper tikun habris, ve'ein moichen sheloi b'shleimus, and his brain is not 100% as a result of that, ein loy tfiso klal b'diburoi shel tzaddik. Such a person definitely will not fully comprehend the words of the tzaddik. And therefore, it's possible that when the tzaddik will reveal Torah to him, it's possible that the Torah will poison him, it'll do harm to him. As the Gemara says, if a person is not zoche, then the Torah could do harm to him. Ach, however, if a person believes what we just said, and the person knows their own shortcoming, I know that I'm not yet pure in tikkun habris, and therefore I know my brain is not pure, it's not solid, it doesn't have the stamp of the badatz on it, it doesn't have Hashem saying that my brain is kosher. And therefore, adayin ein loy shum tfisa b'dibur shel tzaddik. Therefore, I know that I can't expect to fully understand the words of the tzaddik. Rak she'af al pikein. But even though I know that, still who koruch achra tzaddik, he wants to chase after the tzaddik. Umishtoikek l'shmoy advorov, and he wants to hear what the tzaddik has to say. V'hizgalus teirosei, the revelations of the Torah of the tzaddik. Ki ulai afal pikein yikapel mizeh eze etze toivo. Because maybe, even if I won't understand everything, maybe I'll be zocheh to get a little bit of good advice from the words of the tzaddik. Maybe I won't understand 95%, maybe I'll score 5. Maybe I'll get 5% of advice or something good that'll benefit me. V'tikun, v'derech hayosho l'nafshoy, I'll get a tikun, I'll get a derech hayosho for my nefesh. Gam lefi tfisa sichloy, even with my messed up brain. Hapogum, which is pogum. U'be'im sheroye, shesichloy roitze latoyse k'tzas miderech hayosho. And when I'll see that my brain is trying to take me off track, for instance, I'll hear the tzaddik say something that doesn't make sense to me, and as a result, I'll have complaints, I'll have problems. Or my brain will try to convince me that the tzaddik said something that's wrong, that's not true, and that could lead me off the right path. Oz, tekef umiyad, oimed alomdoi, the person will immediately grab hold of themselves. Umizboinein bedatoi, and he'll start thinking, looking inside of himself. Haloi ein sichli sholem. Hey, wait a minute. I know that my brain is not normal, is not 100%. Utfisa samoichen sheli einum bishlemus, and my comprehension is not perfect. Ve'ein li tfisa klal bedivrei atzadik, and I can't expect to really understand perfectly the words of the tzadik. But really, I know that the words of the tzaddik are certainly pure and right 100%. It's just that I don't understand it properly, because I'm not yet holding in tikkun habris where I'm supposed to be holding. That itself serves as the protection for that Jew, that the words of the tzaddik should not cause any damage, any harm to the person. Rak adarabah, just the opposite. Bebechinas mitoich shaloi lishmo, bo lishmo, hamuzkor bedivrei Rav Chaim Vitalzal. But rather this person, although when they first meet the tzaddik and start learning, they won't understand and everything, slowly they're going to see that they'll improve and they'll grow and they'll get to the madrega of success. They'll get to the madrega that's called lishmo. Ad shezoicha achar kach ha'idei ha'hiskarvus la'tzadik le'tikun habris u'le'tikun ha'moichin b'shleimus be'emes. To the point where afterwards, the connection to the tzaddik will lead that person to tikun habris and to tikun ha'moichin b'shleimus.
This is supposed to be like second best because you're going to say, because the person's not sure of himself. you know, hack, Krishna's hack you see to us is sad if you don't know if you're on that ring. So what we said, yeah, this kavana, you can do it. But this kavana alone is a worthy kavana. I mean, why we should, you know, say...
What's a worthy kavana?
To say, to realize that if I can't, I don't like my, you know, it's because my brain's not 100% shame. So this alone is a hot level.
You got it. But that's the minimum. If a person, in order for a person to walk through the door of a tzaddik and not to walk out worse than when they came in, or in order for a person to walk into any yeshiva, any learning of Torah, and not come out of it worse than before they started, you're right. There is this, there's one of two requirements. Choice A is that you're a big tzaddik and a big Talmud Chacham with pure Tikkun HaBris and everything, and then your learning will help you and the tzaddik will help you. And choice B is that if you aren't a big tzaddik and a big, you better know it. You better know that you're not a big tzaddik, and you better expect to hear things that are going to sound wrong to you, and you better be prepared to judge it the right way, to judge that it's not the words that are wrong, it's not the tzaddik that's wrong, it's my brain. I'm a baby now, so of course I'm not going to understand everything. And if I get whatever I don't understand, I'll assume I didn't understand. And if I do understand something good, I'll consider myself super lucky if in a 3-hour shiur, if 15 minutes of it benefited me and my neshama, and I got an etzah, how to serve Hashem better, I'll consider myself lucky and privileged. And that is the, in other words, it's not that there's no requirements. You better, like Reb Chaim Vitalzal said, Reb Chaim Vitalzal didn't say, no, they're all wrong, Kabbalah's for everybody. Baloney. It's true that it's not for everybody. And it's only for two types of people. Either a spectacular tzaddik, or somebody who knows his place, and who knows that his moyach is pogum, and still, wants to get something, he wants to get a little bit. He understands that he's not going to get 100. And he's prepared to come across things that he won't understand. And he'll take it the right way. That person is going to grow from being a baby to being a child to being a mature. You know, that person will grow and succeed in it.
It's sort of like you're telling yourself, it's sort of like being a big child. I'm not, even to be on this level, so I know I can trust myself that I can. Who's on such a level?
The answer is that takes a little bit of Aziz Digdusha in a sense. In other words, if a person wants to... So you're right. There's a lot of big, big Rabbonim who say, well, I'm not on such a Madrega. Now, they want to play the Anivus, not baloney, the silly Anivus, the treif Anivus. You see, it says here, you have to be on such a Madrega of this or such... I'm not on such a Madrega. They're right. They belong in the garbage. They're right because they're being fake and phony, and they're using sheker anivus. So you're right. You won't have the privilege of tasting these diamonds, the limud of Kabbalah, which is the ikar success in learning. That's the cream, the whipped cream and the cherry on top of Torah. Or they won't come. There are people today that say, I know that Rabbi Nachman is a big tzaddik. That's why I don't go to him, because he's too big for me. He's too deep. Wonderful. For that anivus, they're going to find themselves in the bathroom. That anivus in Gan Eden is a special bathroom for those people. Because don't be such a chacham. Don't be such a wise guy. Don't be such a wise guy. If he is such a big tzaddik, then you're right. You don't deserve to be a student in his class. Then become the garbage cleaner. You be the one that fills up the cup for the soda. You're right. You're not worthy of being a student. You're not worthy of understanding everything says right. Then stay in the women's section. Hide with the ladies, and if you'll understand three words, consider yourself privileged. But that's where the Sotan puts a little curveball, that fake anivus, which is really gaiva. It's simply that they don't want somebody telling them what to do, or they don't want somebody telling them that they have to change themselves in a big way. That here you thought you were the biggest success in Yiddishkeit because you know 400 blad of Gemara. And along comes somebody and tells you that we can teach a chimpanzee 400 blad of Gemara. So knowing 400 blad of Gemara doesn't make... You can be no 400 blad of Gemara and commit murder and steal and be a cheat and a thief and end up in prison, and they'll say, what happened to 400 blad of Gemara? The answer is the Gemara itself said that Gemara can make you a thief. That from the Gemara you can get a graduate degree in thievery and murder, in insult, in everything. The Gemara says that. Some of us, this item, one of the ingredients in it is poison. And the only one who will be zeichet to succeed either in Torah or in tzaddikim is one who has this. It's, you got one of two choices. Either become a perfect tzaddik, or the second option that Reb Chaim Vitalzal said, and that Rav Nachman Shigrinzal is saying here. That's the only two choices. There's no room for any excuses, any baloney, any fake anivus, no place, because they'll be left out. Those people, there are many rabbonim who came up with these cute things, and as a result, they simply missed out. The maximum that they allowed themselves to score, there's four sections in Torah, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. They put the Soid in the bathroom, or they put the Soid in the highest Shemayim. They said it's too high. Again, they're so humble and modest, it's too high for us, we can't learn it. So what happened? The Chidozal says that if you take the Samach away from Pardes, it's called Pardes. You're left with Pered. And that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Al tihiyu kisus kefered ein hovin. Don't be like a horse, like a mule who doesn't want this havana, this higher level learning. Those people, it's enough for me, if I'll be zecher, understand the Tosfos, I'll be all of that anivus we know about. And we see that those people are very far from anivus. We see that those people learn a couple of pages of Tosfos and they're ready to spit on every Jew. This one's a zero, and Shas is a zero, and Agud is a zero, and Degels, everybody's zeros. I'm the tzaddik ador. I'm the tzaddik, and I'm Hashem, and I'm everything, because I learned a few pages of Tosfos. The question is, so nobody's going to learn Gemara. If the Gemara says that the Gemara is dangerous, then nobody's going to learn it. The answer is no good. Because even medicine, when a doctor, the medicines that doctors give out, if you take a look at every medicine bottle almost, it says on it, danger. Keep out of reach from children. What do you mean, keep out of reach? If this is medicine, I would think you should have but 2 liter bottles. What kind of keep out of children? I thought, if this cures people, it helps people, where's the danger? The answer is, it's medicine and it's dangerous. Because it's medicine, because it's something that cures, if it's taken the wrong way or by the wrong person, it can do harm. Same thing is with the Torah. We're mechuyev to learn. Nobody's going to have an excuse, hey, I saw it was dangerous, so I didn't study Torah. No option. It's dangerous and you have to do it anyway. But you have to be careful. You have to know it's dangerous and you have to cry to Hashem every day before you learn. You have to beg Hashem, Hashem, please. I don't want to eat poison now, I want to eat medicine. Let me be zecher that my learning should be medicine and not poison. Let me be zecher to know my own shortcomings. I shouldn't get silly. It shouldn't be that after I learn a few pages and I know to quote a few Gemaras by heart, I should think I'm a big chacham already and then become a big shot that if somebody says something I don't understand, then I say he must be a nut. Instead of saying maybe he's a tzaddik, maybe the fact that I don't understand is because he's simply smarter than me. He knows 100 times as much as me. So maybe if I just stay around him a few months, instead of sitting for 1 hour to hear something, I understand, oh, it must be baloney, must be nonsense. Maybe the person will study a little more carefully, they'll see that they have what to benefit. Why do I say that this is so important? Could be different people don't come into contact with this. But in the past 18 years of my experience, I have run into this a lot of times, discussions with all kinds of people, from children to Rosh Yeshivas. And we've seen all the guess, we've seen all the excuses and all the games and all the everything. And Ashreinu Matoyev Chalkeinu, that we have the great zuchus of having heard of the Ari HaKodosh, having heard of Reb Chaim Vitalzal, having heard of these great tzaddikim, and hearing their responses on these issues. Somebody wants to know what the story is about this, you go to the source. There are some people who are being proofed. There's a Gemara, there's an actual Gemara where the Gemara says that one of the rabbis in the Gemara wanted to teach one of his students secrets of Torah. And the student said, no, because I'm not on a level to learn it. And there are many Sforim that quote that Gemara and say, imagine if this rabbi in the Gemara said, I'm not on a level to learn it, which chutzpinyak today is going to say that he's as big as that rabbi? And which one thinks he has the right to learn this limud? So therefore, again, take all of these books, the Zohar Kodesh, everything, and send it to Mars. The next spaceship that goes up, put it there and send it up there. Maybe over there there's people that are on a level. It's not for us earthlings. So one of these Sifrei Kabbalah says, hey, I have a cute joke to tell them. We have a cute little addendum to this. Look what happened here. There was a rabbi and a student. The rabbi said, come, I'll teach you this. The student said, no, thank you. Who did I bring proof from? The student. Doesn't the Gemara say in some places, divrei harav, divrei atalmid, divrei mishaimim? If Hashem says not to do something, if Hashem says don't get in the car on Shabbos, and a parent says get in the car on Shabbos, who are you supposed to listen to? You're allowed to listen to the parent? Kibud avim, you're allowed to listen to the parent go in the car on Shabbos? No. The Gemara says, Divrei Arava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishaimim. Hashem's bigger. So you're bringing proof here? What happened to that Talmud? That Talmud ended up without it. The Rebbe ended up with it, the Talmud ended up without it. So therefore, no proof. Goodbye to your proof. Therefore, not so fast, chapnished, slow, a little sechel. And if a person will listen to what tzaddikim have to say, it's a whole different picture. It's a whole different level of emes, a different level of honesty, and a person gets to a different level of yiras shemayim and ahavas Torah and certain things which you can't get from any other places. Just can't. It doesn't exist there.
If we would have to wait over 40 years to learn Kabbalah, and we wouldn't have the Kitvei Arizal, we wouldn't have the
also true, a very cute joke. The first thing they say about, and again, this is in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that one of the requirements for being able to learn Kabbalah is that a person should be 40 years old and should have filled his belly with Shas and Poskim. What about the Arizal who died when he was 38 and a half? We have to do time machine. We have to change the clock or something. The answer is that's true. The Arizal was an exception. He was a chiddush. That for most normal people, until they reach age 40, there's a certain maturity that's lacking. There's a certain settle, where the mind is settled to a certain level to understand this extra deep wisdom. And again, it's true that unless you know Shas and Shulchan Aruch very well, it's true you're not going to understand 99% of what's written in the Kisvei Arizal, because it is all based on a very deep knowledge of Torah Shebenigla. However, if a person is zoichet to have a rabbi who does know all of Shas and all of that, and the rabbi uses an eyedropper to give his students to taste a drop of this whipped cream, a drop of this choicest section of the Torah, just enough to take their neshama up to a billion, just enough to get them, to wake them up, and to get them started on learning Shulchan Aruch, and learning Gemara, and learning everything else, because they see that there's something to look forward to. Just like when a child sits down to eat a meal, what does the parent say? Listen, if you eat your vegetables, and if you eat your soup, and you eat your there's dessert, there's cake at the end. A child, in order to get a child to eat meat and potatoes and to eat that, you have to tell him there's a dessert. Here too in Torah also. Most people, if you're just going to show them Shulchan Aruch and Gemara, many people, it's not enough to turn them on and to get them to go flying, to go racing at the kind of speed that you need to race to finish Shas, finish Shulchan Aruch a few times to get to some level of success in Yiddishkeit. But if you give him a little tease, you show him that there's something that's so deep and so delicious and so spectacular, and a person tastes that and says, I want that, and if I have to climb mountains to get to that, I'll do it. It's worth it. For that, it's worth it. Then that's how the tzaddikim know how to deal with it the right way. The answer is some people are not zuche. There's no question about it. That for some people it wasn't meant for them to be zuche to have this. It's, period. It's no. I'm not saying that every person that this is a requirement for every Jew, and any Jew who doesn't learn it is a zero chas v'shalom. The fact is that most Jews aren't zoche even to taste from this, but they have to know that it's an I wasn't zoche. Not that making fun of the ones that did, or making fun and thinking they think they know, and they. But it's rather knowing that I simply wasn't zoche, and the Zohar Kodesh does say that there are neshamot that have to come back begilgul until they're zocher to taste this portion of Torah, because without it, a person is incomplete, just plain incomplete. The Torah says there's four sections. If a person's going for a maximum of a 75 on a test, then what? Then what?
But you see, there were big leaders in the Kila that they, when raise thousands of Talmidim in this way, in this fashion. Not to,
Yaakov Avinu had 12 sons, all 12 tzaddikim. 11 of them said one way, and 11 of them said A, and number 12 said Z. Who was right? Number 12. Yosef HaTzadik said Bim, and they all said Bam. And with all their knowledge, with all of their tzidkus, with all of their midos toivos, they weren't as great as he was, plain and simple. They just weren't as great. And you have this throughout generations. You can have people that are big tzaddikim, no question, but there's bigger. There's big.
One more question. As far as why should the person ma'adif Torah Rav Nachman in comparison to Torah some other love? There's a lot of Hasidic masters.
Yes. That's something that each person has to search for themselves and to see what looks more honest to them, what helps their neshama more, that's something that you can't and wouldn't want to try to prove to somebody. That's not the issue, period. That's something that a person has to look for themselves, 100%. But has to look and analyze and see which makes me more religious. Which do I get more benefit? Which do I feel, after which do I feel a bigger charge or more of an enthusiasm to do mitzvot, to serve Hashem, ben adam l'chaver, all of those things. And each Jew has a responsibility or requirement to search until the person reaches a point where they're positive that they found their place, they found their source of Torah, they found their well that they want to drink from.